Our study tonight is out of Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 38. Anna, God's servant who supported a godly man's ministry. When God created the first woman, he made her to be a helpmeet for the first man, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Four women were prophetesses of the Lord, whose ministries are also recorded in Scripture. And their ministries involve specific relationships with men. It's interesting. Revealing God's idea of a woman's being a proper man's proper helpmeet. We view each prophetess in her ministry to learn God's lessons on a woman's godly role as a helpmeet. And what I'd like to do is to read the passage and then we'll look at it. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 21, I'm going to verse 38. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they, that's Joseph and Mary, brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. This demonstrates that at the time Joseph and Mary were very poor. If you had money, you could afford a lamb for this, but they were very poor, which means the Magi had not come yet. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's the Messianic kingdom. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And he came by the Spirit's leading into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he, that's Simeon, took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, that's 84 years of age, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Tremendous passage. Since the life of Jesus Christ occurred during the dispensation of the law, according to Galatians 4:4, it's interesting, God sent his son under the law. The last prophetess of the Lord under the law before the dispensation of the church was Anna, in Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Her ministry complemented the prophetic ministry of the elderly man Simeon of Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 35, who met Joseph and Mary as they were come to the temple of the Lord to fulfill their duty under the Mosaic law to offer an appropriate sacrifice for the infant Jesus, who was Mary's firstborn son. Remember, going back to the days of the Exodus, the firstborn son had to be redeemed. Remember, God took the firstborn son of the Egyptians during the plague. But God spared the firstborn sons of Israel, but that had came with a price. And so the price was they were supposed to redeem that son. And I think they would offer up a donkey or a cow or something like that for the son or a lamb. If they were very, very poor, they had to offer up a turtle dove, two turtle doves or something. That's what happened in Mary's case. Simeon affirmed to Joseph and Mary that Jesus was the Messiah, in Luke 2, 25 to 35. And right after he had stated this truth, the prophetess Anna came up and gave thanks to God for the arrival of Jesus as the infant Messiah. And she shared news of his arrival to all in Jerusalem who hoped for Messiah's kingdom. That's what the redemption of Israel refers to. The very actions of Simeon and Anna in their ministries reflect the proper role of a man and a woman in relating to each other, with Simeon as the man and Anna as the woman who was a true helpmeet to Simeon. The role of men and women as the woman being a helpmeet to man is not limited to marriage as far as the general roles are concerned at all. Paul picks this up in the church. He says, I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over man because the man was created first, then the woman. So he builds that. So even relationships within the church are built off the original creation order. And this is why it works. So I just went through and I found, at least eight things, and you can probably find a bunch of other ones, that demonstrate the role of these two people. First of all, Simeon lived in Jerusalem. You'll notice in verse 25, he didn't live at the temple area. He lived in the city of Jerusalem. And the Holy Spirit led him to enter the temple to meet the infant Jesus and his parents and to affirm to them Jesus' identity as the Messiah in verses 27 to 35. In contrast, Anna spent much time in the temple itself, serving God with fastings and prayer. But though she was already there, Anna was not led of God to be the first to meet Jesus, but to do so after Simeon. That's interesting. Simeon was first called. She was there. She was probably there well before him. But he came. He was led by the Spirit of God in. The Holy Spirit did not lead Anna at that point. Led him first. And then she came in second. And there's a reason for that we're going to see in a little bit. Second, Simeon fulfilled the Deuteronomy 19:15 role of the first witness. Remember, Deuteronomy 19:15 said, every fact shall be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Simeon's the first witness. But Anna came as that of the biblical second witness because she came up right after Simeon had finished speaking, and she spoke and condoned. So you got two witnesses, independent. They're very close to one another, but they're independent of one another. And she's confirming what Simeon had said. So there's a very interesting fulfillment. And they fulfilled the truth of Jesus' identity that it might be affirmed through them in accordance with the law. God wanted two witnesses independent of one another. Simeon aggressively took up the infant Messiah Jesus in his arms and blessed God as a male leader, where Anna did not gather the infant up in her arms. Now, in our culture today, it would be just the opposite. The woman would want to hold the baby, right? That's what happens. When you got a new baby, all the ladies want. I see the ladies just boom, come around a baby. They all want to hold the baby. But this is a patristic culture, and the one who held the baby was the mama. That's it. But it was not uncommon for a man, an elderly man, to come along if he was going to bless the child, and it was actually honorable for that woman to have her baby taken up in the arms of an elderly man of God and blessed at that particular point, and that's what happened. So Simeon aggressively took up the infant Messiah Jesus in his arms and blessed God as a male leader, where Anna did not gather the infant Jesus up in her arms, for she was a woman who was not Jesus' mother. So she took the more passive role of confirming the words of the man Simeon. Now, if there was a mother-in-law or if there was a grandmother, it'd be different because she would be a relative and she would get to handle the baby. But in a patristic culture, the women kept to their own family units. It's very interesting. Simeon emphasized the first advent of Christ's suffering and death, and Anna rounded out the ministry of Christ by speaking of his subsequent second advent in the establishing of the kingdom. This becomes evident. Notice Simeon in verse 34. This child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also. He's telling of the time when Mary is going to be distraught because she's going to see her son crucified up on a cross, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. But what Anna does in verse 38, she spoke of him to all them that look for the redemption of Jerusalem. The redemption of Jerusalem occurs in the millennial kingdom. So Anna's looking forward to the second coming of Christ. Simeon offers information in regards to the first coming. It's very interesting. Simeon mention Israel's sinful coming rejection of Jesus, where Anna rounded out the ministries of Christ by speaking of God's latter blessed gracious salvation of Israel through Christ. Simeon began the declaration about Jesus to his immediate family members, while Anna spread the news about Christ to all the other believers who live in Jerusalem. Notice that. Simeon is addressing Mary and Joseph. He doesn't address anybody else. But Anna comes along. She sees Jesus, and then she goes out and she tells everybody in Jerusalem. And, of course, she tells everybody in Jerusalem because the people in Jerusalem who love the Lord are coming to the temple. And she knows all these people, so as soon as they come, she speaks of this child. And she probably was speaking of him for weeks, probably months, until the Lord took her home. We don't know. Anyway, 7. Simeon asked God to let him die in peace, now since he had seen God's Messiah, where Anna continued the work begun by Simeon, but broadcasting to other believers news of Messiah's arrival. And then it's interesting, both Simeon and Anna were both elderly people. And culturally, they were respected because of their great age. I mean, she's a woman who's 84 years of age. That was very old in those days. Most of the people died in their 60s. But she lived well beyond. And Simeon, of course, was an elderly man. He was close to passing away. But they were elderly. So their testimonies, we had a lot of cultural clout behind them. Their testimonies added great weight to the affirmation that Jesus was the Messiah. That's a very interesting. My mother and father used to talk about when they were young and they were being sent out by their home church as missionaries. They were in their 20s at the time. And they talked about how elderly people had talked to them and given them guidance and help and encouragement. So it meant a lot at that time. So God used these dear people. So the lesson is the roles of a man and a woman as his helpmeet were displayed in specific ways in the ministries of elderly Simeon and Anna in their meeting of the infant Jesus in the temple. Simeon was led of God to take the initiative to meet the infant Jesus and his parents first, while Anna followed later. Simeon was the first witness, Anna was the second witness, biblically to confirm Simeon's witness and fulfillment of Scripture. Simeon was the man, aggressively took up the infant Jesus, where the woman Anna passively only spoke of him. Simeon emphasized Christ's first advent, Anna rounded out Christ's ministry by speaking of his second coming. Simeon highlighted Christ's suffering, Anna rounded out that message speaking of the hope of his reign to follow. Simeon mentioned Israel's sinful rejection of Christ, where Anna rounded out that word, mentioning Israel's latter redemption. Simeon addressed Jesus' parents, Anna broadcast that address to the other believers. Simeon prepared to die after meeting Jesus, and Anna continued the work begun by Simeon. And both Simeon and Anna, as culturally respected elderly people, saw their testimonies used of God to Israel about the infant Messiah, Jesus. So in application, may we men and women follow the pattern of God's roles for us in ministry as men and women in the pattern set by God's use of Simeon and Anna, that we might be effectively used of him for his glory. You know, I see a pattern here. You could take all of these. Simeon is kind of like a light that is shining. And Anna comes along as a reflective mirror. And she reflects that light, and it goes out and broadcasts it more. It's fascinating. And that's pretty much a picture of the role of a helpmeet. A helpmeet takes what the husband has initiated by means of his leadership, an initiative, and she takes it, she develops it, and helps him and broadcasts it. I think it's a beautiful picture of how the Lord uses men and women. And it's interesting, God brought her right in instantaneously, right after he'd finished his little spiel. Boom, here she comes. Everything was beautifully timed by the Lord. So I think it's encouraging to see this pattern.